Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Saturday morning, April 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. Lixday Biotech Holdings LXT advances precision oncology strategy with LB-100, expands clinical and strategic partnerships products dashboard. Lixday Biotech Holdings is making strides in precision oncology with LB-100, bolstering clinical and strategic partnerships. The company's lead candidate, LB-100, aims to enhance the effectiveness of current cancer treatments. Recent collaborations with Leora Technologies and expansion of clinical trials underscore Lixday's commitment to innovative combination therapies for better cancer outcomes.
Greenland Energy, GLND, positioned at center of energy independence push amid global supply risks. Greenland Energy is at the forefront of the push for energy independence amidst global supply risks. A recent editorial highlights the strategic importance of the Jameson Land Basin development, estimating up to 13 billion barrels of oil potential. With secured drilling capacity and plans for key wells, Greenland Energy is making strides towards unlocking this vast resource while adapting to market demands and geopolitical shifts.
Tech media breaks. Zenato Quantum Technologies Limited and ASDAQ TXXNDU surges over 20% on strong intraday trading. Zenato Quantum Technologies Limited saw its shares surge over 20% in active trading, climbing to $9.31 from a previous close of $7.65, with an intraday high of $9.33. The increase comes amid strong investor interest in quantum computing plays, positioning XNDU near the upper end of its recent trading range. Xenudu is a Canadian quantum computing company focused on building useful and accessible quantum computers for all. Investor news breaks Olinox Industries extends timeline for $36 million Omega Midstream acquisition. Olinox Industries has extended the timeline for its $36 million acquisition of the Omega Pipeline System and related midstream assets from Vivacore Inc. to April 30, 2026. The companies are conducting diligence and audit processes for the transaction, which includes cash, debt, and equity components. This move aligns with Olinox's strategy to enhance its energy and field services platform with fee-based crude gathering, transportation, and terminaling infrastructure in Oklahoma's Stack Play.
Mission IR news breaks. Future Money Acquisition Corporation closes $112 million initial public offering. Future Money Acquisition Corporation has closed its $112 million initial public offering, consisting of 11,200,000 units priced at $10 each. The units, which include one ordinary share and one right to receive one-fifth of an ordinary share post-business combination, began trading on the NASDAQ Global Market on March 27, 2026. A concurrent private placement raised an additional $3.04 million, bringing total trust account proceeds to approximately $112.56 million.
Intel joins Elon Musk in TerraFab project. Intel has joined Elon Musk in the TerraFab project, which aims to produce semiconductors in an integrated facility. The project, owned by Musk's companies SpaceX, Tesla, and xAI, will handle all processes from designing AI chips to manufacturing chip packaging solutions under one roof. With Intel's involvement, entities like Broadcom Inc. could see their client list grow as TerraFab starts producing chips for various tech companies. Toyota's BZEV is threatening Tesla's dominance in the U.S. Toyota's BZEV is challenging Tesla's dominance in the U.S. electric vehicle market. The surge in sales of the BZ crossover has positioned the Japanese automaker as a direct competitor to Tesla, offering accessible and trusted EV options for mainstream American buyers. This move comes at a time when other players like Massimo Group need to step up their game to keep pace.
Bold stumbles as Iran war escalation looms. Gold and silver prices dip as tensions rise over potential military escalation against Iran. President Trump's ultimatum on Strait of Hormuz adds pressure. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited will closely monitor developments in these uncertain times.
Global energy pressures elevate the importance of new supply frontiers. Global energy pressures are once again in the spotlight, underscoring the importance of new supply frontiers. Greenland Energy Company is advancing exploration activities in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, aiming to strengthen energy independence for Western economies. Major industry participants, including Total Energies SE, Hess Corporation, NESPA, are also focused on unlocking new energy resources in politically stable regions.
China starts building mega solar plant in Zidan. China has started building a mega solar plant in Zidan, expanding its renewable energy efforts into challenging terrain on the Qinghai-Tibet Plateau. This move reflects the country's commitment to cleaner power sources amidst rising electricity demand and emissions goals. Meanwhile, Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. is leading sustainable initiatives in maritime transport, aiming to reduce fossil fuel consumption.
Mission IRA News Breaks, Linkers Industries Limited announces full exercise of Series B cashless warrants. Linkers Industries Limited has announced the full exercise of all Series B cashless warrants issued in its March 2026 public offering. Following the exercise and a 250-for-1 reverse share split, the company now has 1,521,376 Class A ordinary shares and 250,000 Class B ordinary shares outstanding, reflecting the completion of the zero exercise price warrant conversion tied to its approximately $16 million financing.
Mining news breaks. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. schedules Q1 2026 results release and conference call. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. has scheduled the release of its Q1 2026 financial results for May 7, 2026, after market close, followed by a conference call on May 8, 2026, at 11 a.m. ET. The company will provide webcast and dial-in options for access, with presentation materials available on its website. An archived replay will be accessible until May 15, 2026, while the webcast will remain available for 1 year.
Wakestay Biotechnology Holdings, Inc. accelerates cancer care innovation with the acquisition of Leora Technologies and expansion of leadership. The company is advancing its lead compound, LB100, across various clinical programs targeting hard-to-treat cancers. This move highlights LIXT's strategy of integrating drug development and medtech innovation to redefine cancer treatment.
Investor news breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE, American OPHCG gains coverage from Alliance Global Partners with buy rating. Optimum Bank Holdings, NYSE, ARDEE, OPHC, has gained coverage from Alliance Global Partners with a buy rating and a $6.50 price target. The equity research report highlights Optimum Bank's business model, operating performance, and long-term growth strategy. Led by Managing Director Gaurav Mehta, the report was distributed to AGP's institutional client base, showcasing growing awareness of the company's offerings.
Network news breaks. Greenland Energy Company positioned in push for energy security amid global supply risks. Greenland Energy is making strides in the push for energy security amidst global supply risks. With a focus on the Jameson Land Basin in Greenland, the company is working to unlock significant oil resources in a stable region.
This effort aligns with the goal of reducing reliance on volatile energy routes and enhancing domestic supply resilience, positioning Greenland Energy alongside major industry players like Total Energies, SE, Hess Corporation, NESBA, and Equinor SAA. BioMed Newsbreaks, Anovis Bio Inc. closes $10 million offering to fund Phase 3 milestones through 2027. The underwritten public offering raised approximately $10 million in gross proceeds, combined with existing cash and a recent $1.50 million investment from Board Chair Michael Hoffman. This financing is expected to extend the company's cash runway through Q2 2027, supporting operations through key milestones.
Sound Group posts $31,600,000 in profit for 2025, a $43 million turnaround from the previous year's loss as AI transformation takes hold. Sound Group Inc. reported a $31.60 million profit for 2025, marking a $43 million turnaround from the previous year's loss as AI transformation takes hold. The company's success was attributed to the integration of AI technology across its audio applications and expansion into international markets. With a focus on streamlining operations and maintaining low costs, Sound Group saw a 53% increase in revenue, ending the year with $443.70 million in revenue and a net income of $31.60 million.
Why Singapore teams keep coming back to One Dynamics? One Dynamics has established itself as a top team building company Singapore businesses, consistently turned to when the goal goes beyond filling a calendar slot with a fun activity. The company operates around three core commitments that speak directly to the priorities of HR managers, team leaders, and business owners. Responding with urgency, designing programs tailored to the specific group, and ensuring that what participants experience translates into something meaningful back in the workplace.
Fast truck lettering and DOT decals with same-day service. Fast truck lettering and DOT decals with same-day service. Same-Day Vinyl, a vinyl lettering company in Deland, Florida, is offering same-day U.S. DOT number decals and truck door lettering for fleet operators. The company's quick turnaround time sets it apart, helping businesses maintain compliance and project a professional image without the typical wait times. Learn more at samedayvinyl.com. Shelly Group SE to join Germany's SDX Small Cap Index. Shelly Group SE, a provider of IoT and smart building solutions, will join Germany's SDX Small Cap Index on April 10, 2026. The inclusion in the SDX marks a significant milestone for Shelly Group, confirming their growth and capital market strategy. Co-CEO Dimitar Dimitrov expressed pride in achieving this goal, highlighting the company's ambition and success. Co-CEO Wolfgang Kirsch sees the index inclusion as validation of their operational progress and a step towards enhancing liquidity and international investor base.
Grayline Group references applied intelligence practice to close the AI execution gap for defense, energy, and infrastructure leaders. Grayline Group References launched its applied intelligence practice to bridge the AI execution gap for defense, energy, and infrastructure leaders. The new service integrates AI strategy with the Catalyst T framework, aiding in managing disruptive change. President Joseph Kopser emphasizes the importance of leadership in integrating AI into workflows effectively, focusing on governance, workforce alignment, and measurement rigor.
Doubles feed impressions and launches real-time optimization infrastructure. AG announces the successful launch of Metis, a real-time experimentation infrastructure designed to optimize user experience and platform performance. Since the introduction of the new platform architecture, NAU has observed a significant increase in user activity, with feed impressions doubling. Metis allows all elements of the application to be tested and improved in real time, paving the way for further optimization and enhanced user engagement.
Why the Mississippi Gulf Coast is one of America's best-kept real estate secrets. The Mississippi Gulf Coast is emerging as one of America's best-kept real estate secrets. Homebuyer Mississippi's John Lester highlights the affordability and lifestyle offerings of this market. With properties near the coast selling for under $200,000, the region boasts a tight inventory and strong buyer-seller activity. Each town along the coast offers a unique investment profile, attracting different types of buyers. Homebuyer Mississippi stands ready to assist sellers and buyers in maximizing the opportunities in this growing market.
Derwin AG to present at Invest 2026 in Stuttgart and the Equity Forum in Frankfurt. Derwin AG will be presenting at two upcoming capital markets conferences in Germany. They will participate in the Invest Conference in Stuttgart from April 17th to 18th, targeting retail investors, and the Equity Forum in Frankfurt from May 11th to 12th, catering to institutional investors. CEO Dr. Daniel Wallerstorfer will share insights on personalized healthcare solutions and present the company's equity story at both events.
DataVault A, I, D, V, L, T, secures $750 million in tokenization contracts in the first quarter of 2026, reinforcing its 2026 revenue outlook of at least $200 million. These contracts cover various asset categories like copper and gold mining and coincide with the relaunch of its core exchange platforms. The platforms will offer enhanced AI-driven valuation, smart contracts, and transparent trading capabilities as the company expands its real-world asset tokenization infrastructure.
Investor News Breaks, Craig Biocraft Laboratories. Inc. sets record with 1.3 metric tons of spider silk production in 1 month. Craig Biocraft Laboratories has set a new world record by producing over 1.3 metric tons of recombinant spider silk cocoons in a single month. This achievement signifies a significant advancement towards commercializing this advanced biomaterial on an industrial scale. The company's successful execution of its 2026 scale-up plan has led to expanded facilities and high-output performance. With a target of ramping up production to 10 metric tons per month for various applications in technical textiles and performance materials.
Investor News Breaks, Delta Gold Technologies Aquis AEQTST GQGQT accelerates quantum research funding with University of Toronto. Delta Gold Technologies Aquis, DQ.ETST DGQTF, has accelerated funding for quantum research at the University of Toronto, providing $269,000 in year two funding, ahead of schedule. The research focuses on developing stable qubit building blocks using nanoscale gold and other materials, along with expanding its cryo-refrigeration system. This funding is part of a broader $3 million three-year agreement, securing Delta Gold an exclusive global license to resulting intellectual property.
Real-time visibility added to equipment operations platform. Checkroom, a global leader in equipment and asset management software, has unveiled an enhanced operations management platform. This update provides real-time visibility into equipment status and task assignments, bridging the gap between requests and execution. With features like maintenance tracking, invoicing, and event coordination, Checkroom offers a comprehensive solution for managing high-value assets across diverse locations. Learn more at checkroom.com.
Tech Media Breaks. Frontiers North America CEO Matthew T. McKeon highlights breakthrough technology market momentum in investor webinar. Frontiers North America CEO Matthew T. McKeon highlighted the company's groundbreaking momentum and FAS form technology in a recent investor webinar. McKeon emphasized the potential of converting coal into high-demand products, projecting over $1 billion in annual revenue. With strong investor engagement and plans for nationwide deployment, Frontieras is set for continued growth and a public listing, signaling a share price change after April 9th.
The 9th annual Latinafest celebrates the unstoppable power of Latina culture. The 9th annual Latinafest, the nation's largest outdoor festival celebrating Latinas in the U.S., returns on June 7, 2026, at Jesse Brewer Park in Los Angeles. This year's theme, Unstoppable, highlights the growth, influence, and economic power of Latinas. With over 22.2 million women in the U.S., Latinas are not a trend, but the future of growth, says co-founder Bel Hernandez Castillo. The festival will feature entrepreneurs, keynote speakers, author panels, art installations, musical performances, and more, showcasing the vibrant culture, entrepreneurship, and community of Latinas.
A ANews Breaks, Knight Food Holdings, Inc., highlighted in editorial on AI robotics driving pharmaceutical manufacturing compliance. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. is featured in an AI Newswire editorial discussing how AI and robotics are reshaping pharmaceutical manufacturing to meet stricter regulations. The company's AI-enabled robotic platforms with SOP intelligence and real-time deviation detection are part of a larger trend toward automation-driven compliance and improved data integrity. Learn more at https://ibn.fm/584hp.
Jonathan Prime named Director of Implementation. Jonathan Prime has been appointed as the new Director of Implementation at Axiom HRS, a leading HR partner specializing in hire-to-retire solutions. With extensive experience in the HCM industry, Prime will focus on delivering high-quality human capital management solutions and enhancing client experiences. His analytical mindset and commitment to continuous improvement are expected to drive excellence and support long-term growth for the organization.
Holiday gatherings are driving early outdoor living project planning in central Pennsylvania, with homeowners in the area opting to book projects in winter and early spring. A Plus Landscaping notes an increase in reservations for custom pools and paver patios months in advance to ensure completion before summer. The trend is fueled by families wanting to create spaces for gatherings after hosting loved ones during the holidays. Central PA homeowners consolidate outdoor projects. Central PA homeowners are increasingly opting for single contractor outdoor projects over managing multiple vendors. A Plus Landscaping reports a surge in requests for comprehensive outdoor builds, citing streamlined financing, legal protection, and clear accountability as key drivers. With construction costs high, consolidating under one contractor simplifies budgeting and eliminates the risk of liens from subcontractors. Learn more at apluslandscaping.com. Lixday Biotech Holdings, Inc. is advancing its precision oncology strategy with LB-100, a therapy designed to enhance cancer treatment effectiveness. The company has expanded clinical trials and formed strategic partnerships, including one with Leora Technologies. These efforts align with Lixday's mission to improve cancer outcomes through innovative therapeutic strategies, positioning them as a key player in the oncology ecosystem. Network News Breaks, ECGI Holdings, Inc. reports Resi.fi launch and platform progress toward commercial readiness. ECGI Holdings reported the launch of Resi.fi and progress toward commercial readiness of its mortgage tokenization platform. The company highlighted an advisory agreement with Axion Onchain and the upcoming rollout of an investor portal. ECGI validated core workflows in a sandbox environment, including compliance infrastructure and wallet provisioning, as it moves towards commercial launch preparation. U.S. and Iran announced temporary ceasefire to allow negotiations. The United States and Iran have announced a temporary ceasefire to allow for negotiations, including the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. This agreement, brokered by Pakistan, comes as tensions were escalating. Multinational corporations like Berkshire Hathaway Inc. welcomed this development as recent disruptions were impacting the global economy. Debate rages on viability of proposed copper smelter in BC. Debate rages over the proposed copper smelter in British Columbia, with experts split on its financial viability. Some believe it could boost Canada's global copper market position, while others doubt its economic sense due to oversupply issues. Advocates argue for domestic processing to increase resource value and reduce reliance on foreign refiners, proposing collaboration among G7 nations to stabilize pricing and demand.
Pew survey highlights shifting views of Americans on energy. A recent Pew Research Center survey reveals a stark partisan divide among Americans on energy issues. The survey, conducted in March 2026, reflects intensified opinions amid rising gas prices and market volatility linked to the U.S. conflict with Iran. These findings are likely to impact companies like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc., prompting a closer look at public sentiment towards renewable energy expansion.
Well, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.